Bell Brothers came through there with Nyege Mphinde. It's 13:49. It's just about to go 13:50, 10 minutes till the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Tabang will be here to smack on the dot just to fill us in on everything that we need to know where the news is concerned. For now, though, it is time for our food corner feature. And of course, we've got our favorite dietitian, Tabitha Hume. Hi, Tabitha. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks very much.
So great to have you again.
Yay, yes. Wonderful to be back.
So we're talking calories today. You know, we always get to hear about calories. Don't consume this, it contains too many calories, that has the perfect amount of calories. But what exactly are calories?
Okay, a calorie is a unit of energy which contributes to energy that the body needs mm-hmm. in order to burn and to breathe and live and move and exercise, etc. So we need a certain number of calories or energy units to really keep us going so that we can just exist.
Okay. So why are they okay? I just got that we need a certain amount of energy and calories for us to live. But what should calories mean to us? What do we have to do with calories?
All
as
right.
People.
Well, first of all, we need to have a good range or a good balance of the different nutrients inside our body.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when we're an average woman would normally burn approximately 2,000 calories of energy per day per 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were going to look at 2,000 calories, 50% of that the body burns from carbohydrates, which is from the glucose inside your blood.
Okay.
And then 30% of those calories burned come from fat. And then 20% of those calories that are burned come from protein. So if we're going to eat in a healthy way, otherwise known as prudent dietary guidelines,
mm-hmm.
we would eat 50% of our calories that we eat of carbohydrates, 30% of the calories we eat as fats, and 20% of protein.
So
that balance is important.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the balance is important. So for women, it's about 2,000. Is it different for men?
It generally is. Obviously, it depends on whether if you've got an incredibly small, skinny man and a very tall, big, heavy lady, there's going to be a discrepancy there. But on average, men have a metabolism of about 2,500 or maybe even 3,000 calories per day.
Okay.
So that's very general.
Yeah. So, but what is this relationship between consuming and burning calories?
Okay, good question. If we have too many total calories,
mm-hmm.
So for instance, if you were to take that prudent dietary guideline and you were to have too many overall calories, more than what you burn, the chances of you storing those excess calories are very high. Obviously, in the same light, if you are burning 2,000 calories and you eat much less, so for instance, you eat 1,500 calories,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a deficit of 500 calories per day that's going to be burned off your body. So essentially, when we calorie restrict, we lose weight.
Okay.
However, it's not altogether positive.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, if we get the ratios wrong, what happens is the person will end up losing fat, but they'll also lose muscle.
Mm.
And that's not a good thing, because then your metabolism or burning capacity has dropped.
All right, so hence it always needs to be done properly. But it sounds so difficult. I just cannot imagine how one would keep track of that. How can I keep track of, you know, my calorie intake and how many calories I'm burning on a daily?
Okay, it's jolly difficult. And in fact, there are 100 apps out there that people are trying to use.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to monitor. In the olden days, we used to keep quite close eye on the calories in and calories out. And you certainly can do. But what we find over the years is that many people who do that kind of thing, they track their calories, end up having a little bit too much of an obsession, and they start becoming what we call orthorexic. Orthorexia is when you become very obsessed with how much you should be having and whether it's healthy and so on and so forth. So we don't like generally people counting calories on a daily basis, because
uh-huh.
it's a bit exhausting.
Yeah.
What we prefer to do is to say, look, if you have a sort of on your plate the right balance, and I'll tell you what that is now, then you don't really need to count your calories. And that good balance is exactly half of your plate, whether it be breakfast, lunch, supper, or snacks, half of your volume should be fruits, vegetables, or salads.
Okay.
And then a quarter of that should be from carbohydrates, but the right carbohydrates. And then a quarter of the plate, the other quarter, should be from kind of saucy bits or proteins. So if you're looking at that in terms of volumes, you can't really go wrong, and it doesn't matter how hungry or not hungry you are, i.e. how big or small the plate is. As long as you've got those ratios, the chances of you managing to match your output with your intake is pretty good, especially if you focus on trying to go very low fat.
Oh, righty.
Not necessarily fat-free, but low fat.
Yeah, all right.
And
so
most times we eat way too much fat.
Yeah, often you'd find that actually half the plate is the protein and the fat, and
exactly.
Maybe quarter carbs and quarter fruits and salads and vegetables. So
exactly, yeah.
That's
exactly.
How I guess that's how we get it wrong most of the time. But
yes.
In closing, do you have any foods that you feel are great for us? I guess we need to, I guess we need to, especially when it comes to the carbohydrates, you know, foods that are really good when it comes to maybe having low calories or perhaps good amounts of calories for us.
Okay, well, just to end off, to give you an idea and everyone can decide for themselves, is 1 gram of carbohydrate is 4.5 calories. 1 gram of protein is 4.5 calories. 1 gram of fat or oil is 9 calories. So you can see that it's jolly easy to get in way too much fats and oil. So if people look at fats and oils, even if they're healthy, and reduce those, but push right up on your natural carbohydrates such as whole grains and beans and lentils and sweet potatoes, then you're really doing very, very well, and having huge amounts of fruits and vegetables, which actually have a low caloric intake but high volume and high flavor.
Got it.
Essentially, that's really what I'd leave you with.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Tabitha Hume, registered dietitian. Thank you so much, Tabitha. Thanks for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you have a good Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye. You are still tuned into the home of the best music. 3 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's quickly do this and then play a song or two. Then we'll have Tabang on the top of, well, at the top of the hour with the news at 2.
Dumela mpho. Ontse o boloka. Fela a o itse gore madi a gago wa dirisitse kae.
Ee, go fetile